town you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Either my hearing got better over Christmas or this is very loud in my ears. Can you turn me down?
Let me see here.
Girl.
Yeah, usually your hearing doesn't get better. But I don't know, maybe it does.
No?
Your setting is at the same as everybody else's. I mean, I can turn it down if you want it. Yeah. Hello. Check. Is that good? Oh, wait, no, that was your mic. Sorry, wrong one. Hold on. Let me switch it. Here we go. Ready? How about now? Is this getting better?
Hello? That's better.
All right. Now you're turned down.
Okay. Now you're good? So I got a solution for you.
What is it?
I have a lot of ideas, and most of them are bad, like really bad ideas.
Okay. So is this a bad one?
Probably.
Okay.
I'll throw this at you guys, and you can tell me how stupid it is and how, like, why would you even bring that up? So a common practice in the world of sports broadcasting and a lot of different live event broadcasting, you have your headphones on like you have yours on right now.
Okay.
But you're talking about hearing things, right? It's important when you're at a live game to hear the crowd, hear the officials. You know, if you hear something on the sideline, you can, you know, bring it up during the broadcast.
Sure.
You know, so a lot of them have one on their head. You know, one ear covered up and the other one open, like this. So you have one on and one open. So this ear is free to hear what's going on. And like everyone, and if you get to looking at it, you see it so often. So I was like, why don't they make a headset?
Which is one.
With just one that gives you the dual in the one ear, right?
Yeah.
And then leaves this ear open. Maybe that's what you want for the podcast. So you can hear what's going on in the room, in the studio, and then also get the back feed.
I feel like it's kind of low now.
See,
Of course,
you turned it down.
You know what that makes me think of, and you'd be familiar with this—the shooting headphones
that
have mics on them.
Right, right.
So, like, they're amplifying, you know, the sounds around you,
the surround sound.
Yeah. But they're deadening like loud hits.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if broadcasters had headphones?
Yeah.
That had microphones on them, but they were programmed to shut the mic off when there's sound in the headphones. Like when you as broadcasters are talking to each other, but when you're not talking to each other, they're picking up the outside sound.
Oh, that's so complicated. Yeah,
you're picking up the surround sound, the crowd noise, the coaches yelling at the refs, all that good stuff.
Right. Yeah. And what's crazy about those headphones, and I've used them, you know, when we're out hunting or whatever, we're sitting in the deer blind. Weird? Well, you can turn them up so loud that like I can literally hear like specific details of like a squirrel running through the leaves.
Wow.
Because it picks all that up so much.
Do you guys use Apple phones?
Yeah.
iPhones? A couple Christmases ago, I got a real nice set of those Apple Pods or whatever they are. Mm-hmm. And those are eerie how they pick up surround sound. So if you're listening to a podcast or music, that's all good. But then if you're jogging and a car comes up behind you, you hear the it's like, whoa, what's going on here? It's really eerie. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Because they amplify the sound too.
Yeah. They just kind of automatically do that. I bet I could reset it, but I think it's kind of a safety issue.
Okay.
So I don't know.
We got, it's obviously still holiday time. We got, it'd be similar to like the Apple, what do they call them?
AirPods,
okay.
But it's a, it's like a little earbud thing that you put in that goes inside. It doesn't have the little hangy down Apple thing that looks like Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
The
yes.
Shoot that happens up on his ear.
the shoot.
So they actually go in your ear, but they have like they're designed like those headphones are.
Mm-hmm.
Where they pick up outside noise. You've got three different levels of sound that you can listen to and amplify noise. But then when they have a hard smell, like if you clap, they'll shut the sound down.
Yeah, it'll deaden that. Yeah.
So you got that is what you're saying.
Yeah, I got a pair and got my son a pair for shooting. So we'll see how those work. We haven't tried them yet.
Nice.
Made by Axel is the company. You've probably seen them on. They do a lot of advertisements online.
Well, they're not cheap.
They're right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty
they
nice.
They did a really cool holiday sale. It was like buy one, get one half off or whatever.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
But well, yeah.
That's something, though, that you guys could use and will use a lot.
Oh, for
so
sure.
It's totally yeah. worth it, you know.
I hope he likes them, though. He keeps being like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to use those. And we're like, well.
You're using them.
His deal is like.
He gets set
he's,
on
he's kind of like one of those like superstitious sports, you know, like athletes. You
you're,
know, like,
you're disrupting his normal routine yes. and his yeah. gear. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So like you've got specific things that you use. Those mm-hmm. work. Like I've done a good job with this. I shouldn't change it because it might screw me up.
And right.
I might not do okay. a good job because, you know, whatever. Because
he keeps
blah.
Saying, what if it falls out? Because he has the earbuds that have the cord on it, like the hard one.
Okay.
Those aren't going to fall off your right. head. It's like a headband.
Yeah.
So he keeps saying, well, they might fall out. So anyways, but we'll see.
Those are molded, though, to your ear, right?
These ones are not. No, oh, okay. they have. So they've got like that, kind of like if you stuffed a little foam one in your ear, mm-hmm. that's what they have at the tip.
Oh, okay. So it does kind so of
that's what goes in
it.
There.
Yeah. But different sizes. Yeah. So you could find the size that
yeah,
fits
there is
in
different sizes.
Hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys reminded me of a movie we just watched, and let's it's the season, so let's have this conversation over holiday movies.
Mm-hmm.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I We've definitely talked about think that. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Christmas time, so I don't yeah. know that it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, there we go.
I watch it. I feel weird if I watch it during a regular time of the year and not mm-hmm. Christmas time.
Yeah.
So it's a Christmas movie.
Oh.
And there's so many. So this is crazy, and I hate to admit this, and I'm putting her on blast, but Ashley had never seen Die Hard before.
Yeah.
And she's like a movie buff.
Yeah.
Like what? She really gets into it. You know, she has a top 10 list of this genre, top 10 list, and then within that top 10, she has a top 5. Like she really gets into movies, but she's just never seen Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we watched it over this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, now you can partake in the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so she had to dig into it, you know, being a teacher and all. She's like, well, it is a Christmas movie and there's so many Christmas overtones, and mm-hmm. it opens up, the opening credits are to a Christmas song.
Yeah. Yeah
and the
yeah.
whole reason he's on the trip is to go visit his estranged wife for Christmas, right?
Okay. And see, I don't remember
and
all
and
that.
And they're crashing a Christmas party.
Yep.
Yes. Know?
Yeah, it's a holiday.
That's true.
It's
so
a holiday party.
She's yeah. like, it is, but she goes, I get where the blowback is. It was released July 22nd, 1988 or 1987.
Yeah, why did they
like
do
that? They really dropped the ball, but it kind of added fuel to the fire. That,
yeah.
That, well,
yeah.
it's not a Christmas movie. It was released in the summer of 88 or whenever it was.
Yeah.
87.
All right, turn me up a little bit
Now it's too low, huh? Oh, all right, so you're getting a little bit
okay,
more.
Okay, it's better.
But so I'm square on. It's a Christmas movie, and I love the conversation. But
I like it. It's a good movie.
Was there a Die Hard 2?
Oh, there was plenty of
them. Yeah,
oh.
I think there's okay. like seven of them. Now.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, I've only watched one, so.
I think a good one to watch, Die Hard 2 gets a lot of flack and whatever, but Die Hard 3, it's called Die Hard with a Vengeance. It has okay. Samuel L. Jackson in it. That's
that's
a really
good
one. Oh, maybe
we have seen that. That's so Ashley has to watch
yeah.
six more?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but what I was getting at is the earpieces. It reminds me of what was tabbed as the this year's Die Hard. It's called Carry On, a Netflix original.
I saw it on there, but I haven't watched it.
They use different earpieces.
Yeah.
In that, so
yeah.
Yeah, I won't spoil it for you.
One of our kids watched it, and they said it was good. They said we need to watch it. But
I don't even know what you're talking
yet.
About.
I thought it was pretty good. But
I'll definitely be checking it out.
Then I had to ask, well, which one's more far out there? Like, which one's more
yeah.
could actually happen? Die Hard or Carry On? Like, you know, they're yeah. movies, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
which one's more plausible here?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's funny. Good movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, with it being holiday time, we're a couple days out of Christmas. This was Christmas week. One of the things that I had been keeping on my list of podcast potential topics, and it fits good for this time of year, was mm-hmm. having a little chat about like kind of how you grew up and what you do today as far as like the food goes.
Mm-hmm.
And not just around the holidays, but just, you know, food in general. I mean, we do a lot of you know, outdoors activities. We're doing all this hunting and fishing and all these things that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is preparing what we catch, what we shoot, what mm-hmm. what we kill, what we bring home, you know, yeah. and our own gardens and all the different things that we do in the outdoors. So I want to have a little bit of chat about how did you grow up and how is it today? How does it work? How are the meals prepped around your house? And what does it, you know, what does it mean to you? Right. Like, what kind of memories do you have? You know yeah. what I mean? So I'd say let's start from maybe modern and we'll go back a little bit. I think I already know the answer to the question, to this question for you, but how does it work around your house today?
Well, we really get into it and food's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, we always have a lot of venison, you know, because we'll always have one or two deer in the freezer, and that's always a big part of it. Absolutely love it when Ashley digs into the freezer and pulls out something like a grouse or a mm-hmm. pheasant, you mm-hmm. know. We recently had some walleye that we forgot about, you know, and she's phenomenal. She's such a good cook. And last Christmas, we got a Traeger.
I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, so we started messing with that a little bit, and that's added another layer mm-hmm. to it. Mm-hmm. And I even found some, I think Traeger put it out a video on YouTube. She bought a bunch of chickens, and I don't know what it's called, where you cut it, saw it halfway in half and open it up.
It's called spatchcocking.
There it is. I did that. What? She's like, oh, my God, this is so good. You did that? She goes, I've been thinking about doing that. You actually did it. I'm like, I don't know. I watched a five-minute video and just did what it told me to do and didn't screw it up.
Was it good?
It was excellent. It okay. was really good. I overdid it with the butter. I'm like, you can't have too much butter.
Right.
Just do
yeah.
it. Just yeah. do it, you yeah. know? And then, I don't know. Traegers, a lot of people call them cheaters, and mm-hmm. I totally get it, but I love it. I mean, I love the smoky flavor. I love smoking stuff, but just let me hit two buttons and say go.
We could have a whole episode on barbecue. We probably will someday. I'll write that down. But myself personally, like mm-hmm. I'm a barbecue. I'd call myself a purist.
Right.
Where I like
yeah, exactly.
I like the old school yep. wood-fired, manning the fire, manning the cooker, you know, whatever. But I have a respect for mm-hmm. pellet grills, and yeah. I think they have their place.
They
do a good job.
They let me play the game, yeah. you know. We have a big green egg, too, mm-hmm. and that sucker, if you aren't just sitting on it, it'll get out of hand in a hurry. Like, yeah. there's been multiple yeah. times where I have the damn thing going just right, and there's a ring at the door. No kidding. So I'll go answer this, and then I'll come back, and it went from being 250 degrees to 750 degrees.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my yeah. God.
Right.
You yeah. know? And there you go. And there's your eight-hour
yep.
down the drain
ruined.
In yep. 5 minutes. Yep. You know?
Which is part of the reason for me, and we won't get into too much barbecue, but it's part of the reason for me why it is a little different, because it mm-hmm. does require that kind of
your attention.
Attention, yeah, yeah. and understanding. But the pellet grills, man, I've only ever personally cooked on one.
Mm-hmm.
We went up to Minnesota and visited, Zach and his family, the Millennial Farmer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had a sponsorship deal with Traeger, and he had the big dog. Like, I don't even know what they call this thing, but it is a freaking monster. Wow. So we were like, well, we were going to like this, concert event or whatever. I was like, well, let's throw some pork shoulders on, because these things, like, I can run this from my phone remotely.
Exactly, yeah.
It was the first time they had ever used it. So we fire the thing up. We put, you know, rub the pork, put it on there, whatever. We go to the event. I'm watching it on my phone. I'm watching temperatures, controlling mm-hmm. it, whatever. We get back. It needed a couple more hours. Things finished up. Everyone was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't freaking do anything except push
yeah.
these buttons.
Right? Yeah, it just it does it for yeah. you, man. Yeah, like I said, it lets me play the game.
Yeah.
And it does feel like cheating. You yeah. know, your yeah. cell phone's just doing it.
Yeah.
That reminds me, because Ashley did get that app, and I started messing with it. I started cooking, and she's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because yeah. you'll send her notifications
yeah. on her phone. The only, oh, yeah, because it starts telling her that you have it on.
Yeah. 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 It's yeah. like, why are you? She even said something like, 270, is that a little too high for chicken? I'm like, I'm watching the video. I'm just doing what the video tells me.
That's literally like what Ben did to Zach, because he had used it then a few yeah. weeks later and right. was getting notifications. And Ben was like, so what are you cooking?
Yeah, yeah, I was down here in Nebraska.
Yeah.
He's up in Minnesota
running his Traeger.
Yeah, pork and I'm shoulder.
Getting messages.
Zach, you might want to turn that down a little bit. Yeah. Dial that down. Yeah. Low and slow, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah,
so awesome. For the holidays, though, you guys always do some kind of wild game. Like, if we're are we talking just holiday meals?
No, or we're just talking.
Oh, I thought we were talking about what we do for traditional, like, Christmas meals.
We like Ashley's family really gets into it, and they're the ones that always play host, and that spread is unbelievable. So there's prime rib on the Big Green Egg, the smoker, every year. There's turkey. There's all sorts of oyster stuffing is a staple. Peach cobbler. Like, this layout's unbelievable. It's like going to a casino or something.
Oyster, you know? Stuffing? I've never heard of that.
It's if you like oysters, if you like that flavor, it's pretty good.
We had some oysters last night.
Yeah.
But, so, I guess that's the biggest, like, tradition. And now with Ashley and I, like, I don't know. Yeah, there's always an outdoor element to it.
Okay.
You know, but...
So when you guys go to her family's in that big meal, like, how does that all come together? Like, how is that?
Ashley has to get up before the sun gets up and get out there and start helping.
So she goes there long before you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And our nephew, Zach, he's part of it now. And then the in-laws, they're in charge of things like the deviled eggs. Cause this is a production. I mean, this is crazy.
You've got, like, probably, like, I don't know, six people cooking all day, getting this stuff ready. They all go to the place before everybody else shows up, so it's not just the family that lives in that house.
It's
people crazy. Coming in.
It's quite the
deal.
I mean,
you hear about that, but I didn't know.
And then the atrium, you know, the little welcoming area, the tables are getting folded out, and it looks like it's a production. It looks like a all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, at a casino,
and
or
everything's
something.
Just awesome. Like,
oh, so good.
You have to have some of everything.
So at this point, it would be weird if they didn't do that.
It's like not even a question now. It's just like it's happening, and everybody knows their post, knows their place. Like, you know, you need to get here at a certain time. The Big Green Egg, and it's the big one. You know, the size of this table.
Whose house is it?
Ashley's parents.
So, what do you think if, like, at some point they're going to pass? Do you think that tradition would carry on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just,
like, you would have to host it.
Yeah. I can't even envision anybody trying to take that off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have to be us. It would have to be Ashley, because she's like the main cook now that's putting it on. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm as welcoming to bring in 25 people. You know? Like, I don't think they want to be with me either. I don't know.
I think all that's changing. Yeah. And the reason I ask that question is, it was very similar for me, what you're explaining there, when I was growing up, when I was a kid. And it was grandma and grandpa's house.
Right, yep.
And it was the same kind of thing. I mean, they'd cook all day. My grandma had four daughters. If they lived here, they were there.
Yeah,
neighbors,
right.
Neighbors might have been over there, whatever. Yep. They're all prepping. They're all getting everything ready. She was baking things for the whole week prior.
Yeah.
Like, they would have a table twice the size of our podcast table here that was covered in nothing but cookies. Like,
oh,
all
wow.
different
those
kinds
are just
of
my
cookies.
Gosh, yes. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they would go full on like that, like you're talking about. And I didn't realize as a kid, like, you know, how good we had it.
Right.
That was just normal.
Yeah.
But then once grandma and grandpa quit doing that, you know, and they passed on, and they no longer could for a while, you know, for physical reasons and whatever, people moved, whatever. It went away.
Sure.
It never came back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And you're right. So Ashley's mom, her two sisters come in from, like, the McCook area. Her brother comes in from Kearney, and then the other brother, Mike, McCook, Kearney, I don't know where, but they all come in. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody comes in, and it's just, it's like a beacon, I guess, a holiday beacon. Everyone comes to.
Yeah, right, right.
You know?
It's like the typical, the Christmas Vacation movie.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know. I suppose it is going to be up to Ashley and I to pick up the torch and run with it, you know.
And your kids will be older at that point, so maybe they would be able to help or want to help or never know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Running around throwing potatoes at the wall and shit.
Like, no, they're not going to be young forever.
Yeah, they're pretty wild right now. I don't know.
It does seem weird to think about, you know.
Yeah.
Just the traditions changing. But so then that almost went away.
Yeah. Well, so where
in
are you
general,
guys at now?
Like, with that side of the family, then, you know, you start having your kids have kids. Mm-hmm. So then everyone has their own Christmases and it, things just start changing. And I think what I've found is some people, I would say my mom too, has a hard time with change. So like,
oh sure,
you know, she yeah. really wants a certain day and a time and mm-hmm. she wants to be flexible because she wants people to be there, but she's, you know, guarded. And I think that yeah. becomes harder, you know, with age. So I'm yeah. hoping people listening resonate with this because I've heard this is not just exclusive to us.
I just, you know? I feel like, well, and obviously Andy and his family's making it happen nowadays, but I feel like in the older days, it was just known, like, mm-hmm. you're going to grandma's. This is how it's going to work. This right. is what we do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what else is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can try to work some things in around that, but this is when it's going to be every single year at grandma's, and that's what you do.
Yeah. Buck up and talk to your in-laws.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And yeah. you guys are still doing that. You're mm-hmm. still carrying that on, which is cool. For us, over the years, I feel like, you know, every few years something changes a little bit. Like, okay, now there's this year, and now there's this year, and it's...
So-and-so moved to Baltimore, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. It all has to do with personal things. Like you said, someone moved, someone got divorced, someone died, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so everything, you know, continues to change, and it's not... that tradition doesn't yeah. really exist anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that we don't have fun. I mean, we still do. Like, you right. go and you have your events, everyone hangs out, mm-hmm. you have good food, you know, you do all your things or whatever, but it's not like, I don't think we've created for our kids the kind of memories that I have
right.
of mm-hmm. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day that we did the same things every year.
I don't know if that's true, because I feel like as a mom, I was super guarded and wanted to make sure that we were going to be at home for Christmas morning. Like,
That one thing every single year for right, sure.
And the we've kids done have that. Talked yeah. about that. Like, yep. we're going to wake up
yep.
and not mm-hmm. rush to go somewhere. Because my childhood, that's what we had to do. We had to yeah. rush to go to my grandma's.
Yeah.
So we had, Santa came on Christmas Eve.
And see, that you know that was I mean? Also, and that so was something that I think
I feel like early on
when, our kids were younger and we were younger that I said, that's what we're going to do.
And so we've still done that.
Right.
And you've done the same thing
throughout. They're 23 and they come home and they're still coming Christmas morning. Now, when they have their own families, I understand that
well, yeah,
probably they're not gonna, will, yeah. you know,
that's that will what, change. That's the way it always was for me growing up was we had, it was Christmas. You have Christmas morning at your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Santa you're saying you didn't because Ashley had to leave super well, early.
Yeah.
Or is well, this Christmas
that,
Eve?
That was Thanksgiving. That you Thanksgiving did that big meal. Production, yeah.
yeah.
Christmas, we're pretty gosh darn flexible, which
oh, okay.
my family was always so flexible. Like, we've had Christmas in South Dakota at a ski resort. Like, my personal family growing up, we always did something different. Like, we weren't tied to one thing. So, like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say tradition didn't matter, because it does, you know, but
as long as you were together, yeah, you could still have.
We'd spend a Thanksgiving here, spend it there. A lot of times, we did kind of have a tradition where we'd go to Omaha to be with my uncle,
mm-hmm.
and they would put something on, and we'd always go to a movie that night. So, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. Like, we never really had a tradition or anything like that growing up.
Right.
So. But and Ashley's on the opposite end, where it was the same thing, same place.
Very specific. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Yep. So I don't know.
And we've even, and this is on her side of the family, had decided a few years ago that Christmas Eve we're going to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's happened for how many years now?
Gosh, I don't know, seven years.
Yeah,
they always go to Kobe's.
Yeah. Okay. So
and the kids
that's cool.
love it.
Yeah, that's fun.
So he that's something that's very,
I would say he doesn't love it
to me in my realm.
Mm-hmm.
Going having a restaurant prepare you a meal for a holiday is very strange for me.
Well, so that is the tradition that I would say Ashley and I have started.
Yeah,
okay.
Where Christmas Eve we go out and have either sushi or Chinese food. Mm-hmm. We'll go to so it's something completely off the wall. You know, we just had a big Thanksgiving turkey dinner, mashed mm-hmm. potatoes, all that, and then we're gearing up to have another round of that for Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fun curveball, something different.
Mix it up a little
bit. You like the food and you like going. Your hiccup is something. Haven't you said this? Why are people having to work the food, on Christmas the food Eve? Is, the I don't food want is, someone to work for me.
The food is fine. I think because of us as consumers creating that demand,
mm-hmm.
then we're requiring people to have to work mm-hmm. on Christmas Eve.
And do you think they should be off?
Yeah, I definitely think they should be off.
Yeah.
So we're supporting that. So he doesn't like that.
Yeah, it's capitalism, you know.
It's 100% capitalism. Yeah. And you guys know how I feel about money. So it's pretty clear where my stance would be on that.
And maybe we're sidestepping a little bit because we're always going to, you know, Chinese restaurants or sushi places, you mm-hmm. know. So, like, I don't know. Do they really give a darn about an American Christmas?
And I thought about that.
True.
I literally thought about that because it's Kobe Steakhouse, you know, mm-hmm. that we go to, but this is nothing more than
sure.
There's five of these in every city.
Yeah.
You know, that it's a hibachi it's grill. A chain. Yeah. You know, the dude's just cooking in front of you. He's doing fancy
and
things.
And both of our guys were white.
Throwing shrimp at your face.
One big table.
This is where I'm going.
Okay.
So, you know, it's supposedly Japanese food.
Right.
The dude cooking for us is literally like a 23-year-old white guy who's trying to make his way through college.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he told us.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm going to try to figure out how to make myself feel better about this. Like we're
you're putting them through school.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like we're helping you get a paycheck so that he was trying to save it for grad school. So
he was older than that, but
he was, you know, yeah, okay, you're getting some money. Okay. I guess, you know, whatever, but
you know, yeah, I don't, I think you're spinning your wheels a little too much there. When I worked for the vault company, a lot of guys would fight over Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving Day to
work in there.
You get time and a half?
Yeah, you'd get time and a half, and it would go straight to overtime, all sorts of things. So, like, that was like a prized mm-hmm. thing, and mm-hmm. and you'd always get the day before or the day after off completely, but you'd get to work the day of and double your money. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. If they don't have a problem with it, I don't.
I don't know if the Chinese steakhouse is paying time and a half on Christmas
That's
Eve.
True. But, That's true.
You never Japanese know. Steakhouse. But you loved your drink. Just saying.
Okay.
At the bar.
So did they do the thing where it was like a little smoke deal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That drives me freaking insane.
I don't understand. I get what's hung the up point on of it?
So, why they throw the onion away when it's a perfectly
it's at
good
the
onion?
End?
I'm not...
I don't get it.
I'm getting too much into the weeds here, but we'd always have every time I've been to Kobe, it was a Japanese fellow mm-hmm. working the hibachi, the knives and all that stuff. And you go, oh, Pony Express, Pony Express, choo-choo, Pony Express, Pony Express. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not a train then. It's a horse. The Pony Express is a horse. You know, it's not a train.
That's so, right. Yeah.
I've never said anything to anybody until right now. I just had to get that off my chest.
Okay. That's funny. I never thought of that, but I always don't understand why they wait till the end. It makes no sense. Like, use it and cut up the onion and serve it to us. Like, do the choo-choo. And, like, why are we throwing this away?
That's where my catch is on it. And that's what I said earlier when you said that is,
He takes
a very nice onion and stacks it all up, and then he just moves it over to where the hole is and just
throws it down,
shoves
the
it down the hole. Yeah.
You know what?
We're just shitting on Kobe. It's actually a really nice place.
It is nice, yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what Haley said, speaking of that? That they used vodka to clean the table, and she said it's Barton's. Which she's like, and we drank that in college.
I heard her say that.
Oh, the plastic bottle.
Yeah. That's what they spray at the end.
I think they just reuse the bottles. There's no way they're pouring vodka every single time.
The guy at our table said vodka too, but he didn't tell us the kind. And so Haley said she asked, and he said Barton's. And she's like, oh shit, I drink that.
There could be a little bit in there, but they're not pouring straight vodka on that.
You don't think?
Grill top, no.
Vodka and water?
Number one, you would smell it. But number two, like, what a waste. I mean,
they're Barton's, just like the onions.
And I know it's not
exactly.
I know it's not good vodka, but like maybe they mix it in a little bit. Maybe there's some cleaning properties in it. I'm sure there's clean. It's alcohol. There's cleaning properties in it, but
it just made me laugh.
It does sound like a play. Like, oh, we're so cool. We use vodka.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're sanitizing these grill tops.
But then, don't pick Barton's if you're gonna go that route.
Yeah, exactly.
So what about, in general, you know, we've talked a little bit about the holiday cooking and things like that, but one of the things I wanted to tackle was just kind of meals and cooking in general. Mm-hmm. And you kind of talked a little bit about that, and that's where your where your holiday meals come from. But what happens at home today, and how did that come about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like basically, like yeah. let's get into what is the American way of doing meals, or the common folk way, I guess, of doing meals.
Well, I'm really excited about what I see happening right now, and it's that people are taking notice and thinking twice about what they're putting into their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become more than just open a box, add water, put it on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have a bad childhood at all. I had a great childhood, but we had a lot of that growing up.
Yeah, and I think that was par for the course at that time.
And it was advertised and pushed out there that this is you know, you're a working family, you know, you mm-hmm. need to save your time. Mm-hmm. Hey, save time to be with your family. Just, you know, buy this stovetop stuffing and make it quick, right?
Yep.
And it was also advertised as healthy, which we're finding more and more out that that's not the case at all.
Things like Hamburger Helper.
Right.
Oh my gosh, man, I used to love that shit.
I still do. That's one of the things I can cook even.
We have
but
not.
We make it ourselves.
But
we
don't we've not had
the
it.
Box.
But like, and you feel like you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Like they designed it in a way where you feel like you're actually making
right.
a meal.
Yeah.
Like you got to brown the hamburger first, or mm-hmm. maybe it's a chicken one or whatever.
Sure.
You got to boil the noodles and you put all the things together and then you got to simmer it and watch it.
Oh
and
my gosh, mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and it makes you think like you're actually doing something. Like, but it is a boxed meal.
Yeah.
But it's very tasty.
Well, and I mean, if we make that or something like that, we're using our what Ashley calls a burger. It's basic, know. It's
yeah,
and we don't do straight deer burger. You guys been over when we did that. Mm-hmm. We'll throw a pork shoulder in there or something to give it a fat content mm-hmm. and to make it way more tasty as well. So, it's also healthier on that front in that it's very lean and it's a different type of burger. You know, it's like a lot of venison. So.
Well, like you said, I mean, when we were younger, it was a lot of that. It was a lot of Hamburger Helpers. It was a lot of. You know, the Kraft macaroni
Hungry
and
Man,
cheese.
Hungry Man TV
the
dinners.
TV dinners, shit. Man, like left and right. Yeah. Man, we ate a lot of those.
Throw that in the microwave, you know, watch that weird thing bubble up and then go back down.
God, that's
the brown,
like poison.
The brownie or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus like Christ.
It's kind of a brownie. I'm not sure.
What is that? I ate it, still liked it.
What always blew me away about TV dinners is that like everyone said they're so high in sodium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't understand that when I was younger, but as I got older, I'm like, oh, okay, so that means there's a lot of salt. But I used to have to salt the shit out of those
things. To give it a little flavor.
Yeah, so how were they so high in salt? But
right.
I had to load them with that.
Put more on top.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I think the biggest hurdle, and we've touched on it before with fake hamburger, is that people like, you know, it was tried as advertised as being the healthy option, mm-hmm. you know, because red meat's bad and fat and this and that. And then you look into, well, what's in this fake burger? And yeah, it's chickpeas and this other shit, soy, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of sodium, like off the scales sodium. So you're further ahead if you give a darn about your health and your body and whatever mm-hmm. to just eat whatever hamburger is at your local grocery store. You know?
So you guys at your house today, I mean, you're not doing a lot of TV dinners and things like
not
that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, our last really good meal, which Ashley always whips something up. She's so good at it. What do you call this part of the deer right here?
The shank?
The bottom shanks of the front. We had her dough.
Okay.
I remember her talking about that.
Yeah. And so we had just had time. We got it all cleaned, and then it hung there for like another 5 or 6 days. We had stuff go up. But there was still the hide was over those shanks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, do we just throw the thing away? And I'm like, no. It was cold enough, and it was insulated and all this other stuff. So I went ahead and cleaned it and got all that shank meat off of, you know, her neck area and then her front two legs. And she made some type of a stir fry with that. Oh, my God. It was
so
good.
Talking about, and I don't know if that's what this is, but I just remember the word because it was an interesting word. It was like ossobuco or something like that.
She hasn't done that.
Oh, that's a different one?
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, that's with the marrow. She's done that before, and it's really good.
Okay,
but that's what big.
You know, I get confused on something different.
Yeah, my traditions have totally flipped. You know, where we're very conscious, and you know, trying to be healthy and this and that. But it's also, don't know, plays into why you want to spend time outdoors, you know. Mm-hmm. You're going to put in the effort to do all those things. Yeah. You know, let's enjoy it, you know.
There's so many interesting things like that going on in mm-hmm. everyday households. And I don't know if yeah. she does this, but, you know, having the internet and YouTube mm-hmm. and yeah. all these different cooking shows and things like that have, like, given a lot of us the it's confidence kinda, yeah, to try
open
something.
Your eyes up to yeah. it. Yeah. I mean, that's all Ashley's Instagram reel is, people cooking stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Really? So, and I feel like a lot of that was advertised as, like, well, that's unattainable. You don't have 600 acres. Mm-hmm. I don't have a gun dog. It's also opened people's eyes to, like, oh, I can go on public ground. I can go duck hunting. I can go goose mm-hmm. hunting. I can get a turkey tag, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so, like, if you want to get into that world, it's a lot more attainable than what you might think.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need all these things.
And
know?
As far as wild game goes, like a show like Meat Eater, mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
if you pay much attention to that and you see how he puts everything to use,
yep.
he does part of his show as not just the hunt, but then the preparation yeah. and what the meal's like.
Well, that's kind of the show mostly,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and I love how he simplifies it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Steve Rinell is who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, his favorite food is burger. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. he does all these really? Crazy things, you know, fillets and this and that. Mm-hmm. And nope, just burger, whatever, you yeah. know, just throw yeah. it in the grinder.
Yeah, and funny. It's interesting where you see families like that. And I know more and more people that are doing that, that all they eat is wild game.
Yeah.
And that's how he is.
I mean, if you shoot an elk, you're set for a full year.
Yeah.
You know, your prototypical family, you know, you're going to have a
you probably should
a lot
eat it.
Of meat.
Yeah.
And that's probably, you know, that's some of the most healthiest meat on the planet,
mm-hmm.
eating elk, you know.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before. I mean, we talked about this a couple episodes ago when we were talking about harvesting deer and stuff. I do believe, and I've thought a lot about this since we talked about it, if you're involved in bringing in your own meat and you're doing the whole processing mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, I think you actually eat less of it.
You definitely take your time and enjoy it more.
Yeah.
And yeah. that would probably lead to eating less.
It's like less of a commodity.
Right.
It's more of like a treasured thing.
Well, if you buy a Whopper at Burger King, you're just shoveling it down your throat.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's a, yeah. like a necessity thing. I've even tried to, like, you know, I have little kids. And when I get lazy or up against it or whatever, we'll go to Burger King, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in town. And I'm trying to position that as, like, that's a treat.
Right.
That's not real food.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, that's yeah. the, you but it's chicken nuggets. That's but.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. you notice how it's kind of.
It's Bob's chicken nuggets.
Yeah. You notice how that chicken's kind of like spongy and it's not really in the shape of a chicken. And, right. You know. Right. So, I don't know. I'm not talking down on, I know we have those dino nuggies in our mm-hmm. freezer right now, mm-hmm. you know, so like we're not above and beyond it at all, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to at least instill the fact that, look, this is more of a candy type of a meat, not yeah. real meat.
You know? I've got a buddy who actually was on the on our podcast, Dan. I can't remember what we talked about when he was here.
You're supposed to name drop him.
No, we talked to him. We specifically had him on. We did an interview with him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Either way, that was kind of how he grew up, you know, like with the kind of this
mm-hmm.
almost kind of junk food, you know, mentality, quick meals, whatever.
Yeah.
And even today, like that's the joke that we always talk to him about is that the dino nuggies, like he just freaking loves the dino nuggies.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
you know,
but he's even just being in this group of guys, you know, over the last few years and how much cooking and
mm-hmm.
talking we do about it, he's starting yeah. to do that. So he's learning how to cook his steaks and
cool.
how to do his, you know, his flank meat and so on and so forth. And it's
great.
It's neat to see him
yeah
you know, figuring all that out.
Yeah. And you also gotta be more careful, so much more careful with wild game. You could really screw it up very fast.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. so, and that also makes it more fun. Like, okay, well, we better wrap this brisket in two layers of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
you know? So,
yeah.
And like I said, I always throw another stick of butter in there too, so.
How much of the cooking at the house do you do compared to Ashley?
We've talked about
very
this.
Very little, yeah.
He doesn't cook that much like I don't.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, Ashley doesn't even want me in the kitchen, you know, and I'm fine with that.
Just every now great. And then, like you said, you'll run the Traeger or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, and that's fun. I do enjoy it. You know,
so you're the babysitter.
Yeah. Like, you know, during the summertime when the pool's open and the kids have all their friends over and all that crap and Ashley's entertaining and has her girlfriends and teacher friends over, I will run the grill. And I got brats and burgers going out all day, every day. So I can do that. That's me,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that is your prototypical guy.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
On a
yeah.
grill, you know.
Your guys' scenario is more traditional, mm-hmm. you know, to what, like, folks are used to hearing.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like she's taking on the heavy lifting as far as the cooking goes.
Yeah.
And then you're filling in when it's grill time, when it's pool time, you know, when it's whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. She even had a student kind of... They're just kind of looking at our relationship, and they said, you know, geez, you do all the cooking and cleaning. He does all the mowing and lifting heavy things and fixing this mm-hmm. and fixing that, and he's always off at work. And you guys are like out of the 1950s, you know?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
how you're just like filling these stereotypical roles. And she said, yeah, and we love it. And yeah. he goes, you know what? I want to meet a girl like you guys, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
So it's like, yeah, it's coming back, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
it's an interesting thing. Cooking is an interesting thing. That's why one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it. I know so many people nowadays where I feel like the husband or the boyfriend or the dad or whatever is doing so much
right.
more of
yeah.
the cooking.
For sure.
And I've thought about it. I've tried to wrap my head around why, mm-hmm. and I haven't quite figured it out yet.
I know why, and I feel like I'm having deja vu, or we literally have talked about this, because I stayed at home and already did it. I did it constantly, and the kids are little, and they're barking at you, and they're constantly hungry, and you got to make food. You finish a meal, and they're still hungry. And
you're over
like,
it?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, there's so many moms that are like, if you say food one more mother time, I'm going to slap you in the face with the food.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
It gets annoying.
That's not across the board. Like
that is a lot of moms. If only people would be dialing in or calling my show right now and telling me. I have heard this so many times. So I feel like moms get sick of it. I'm not saying maybe that's why then now the dads take over, but it's really nice to tap out and then have the dads do it now. Like have you do it. Like I'm over it.
Okay.
And I've never enjoyed it. And everyone knows that. Like
right.
it's just always been like something I needed to do.
Right.
Because I stayed at home for a while. You got to do this. Mm-hmm. Like that's part of the gig. I can do
sure.
it. But he enjoys it, so let's just like
play into that.
Play into that.
Yeah.
You don't think that's true?
I think Ben's going with more of an angle like it's a cultural kind of a shift where if you want to be a man, you got to know how to make a steak and you got to serve your woman. Like when she comes over, you got to have fucking pasta and this and that.
What?
And like, oh yeah.
Oh, I don't think that.
The modern day man is something. It's something, you know. And I fall so short of what's going on there.
I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, I think that like the expectations or the roles, the gender roles
yeah.
and things like that are all, you know, kind of a little bit in flux and people are just
yeah.
figuring out where to go.
And that's where I was going with the food and people are waking up to this stuff. Like it's okay that I lift heavy things and Ashley cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's okay. You know, and oh my God, it's worked for centuries. It's okay, you mm-hmm. know. And she enjoys cooking,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy doing that work. You know, I've started getting back into woodworking a little bit.
Okay.
And I just love it. I love the smell of when you're mm-hmm. sanding something or when you're cutting into, you know, like this table here, you know. And it's so simple. Like, look at this. This is just a few boards
right.
just kind of put together, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the thing with cooking for me and like the stuff that I like to do, like you said, if it's woodworking or whatever, for me, it might be like, you know, automotive repair or home improvement or mm-hmm. something like that. Like you go and you do those things and there's all these steps that you need to do and you need to do all these steps in a specific order mm-hmm. and each one of them has to be done right. And then in the end, you have a finished product and you can step back and be like, got it. That works now. You mm-hmm. know, that's fixed.
Figured
there's
that
it out. Satisfaction, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of the process with cooking. And for me, when I said I've been trying to figure out why are so many more men getting into this and doing this,
mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that I'm onto in my mind is that.
Yeah.
Because it is that process.
Sure.
You have to have all of these things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do them all properly, you end with this really cool finished product
that
provides a lot of satisfaction, you know, visually, you know, all your senses, your taste, your smells,
but
all the things
of
it.
And you get to share it with people too.
Right. You know, and so fun. Then you get the satisfaction of that someone else gets to enjoy what
you have put together. That seems so stressful to me.
But like, I think, I do think there's a huge role in it of this bachelor culture, you know, and so like men are kind of having to. And also that for a man to expect a woman to cook for him, like, you know, all these things are just red flags and rah, 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 that's toxic masculinity, all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a big element of that that's getting rolled into it, you
know? And I feel like there's, so then what does that mean for us? Like, there's a lot of gender roles that are
very true at our
house. Like, I do laundry, I do the cleaning, you do the but it's like, what does that even mean?
I feel like that was under attack for so long, and now it's starting to come back around.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. You know,
but I don't, and I again, like to Ashley's point, I don't mind.
You shouldn't feel offended that you do the laundry.
No, absolutely not.
I shouldn't feel offended that, I changed the motor oil, you know, like, yeah, okay, call me a lughead or whatever, gearhead, you know.
But there are times, like, I do feel a little bit bad that I don't cook, but I mean, I probably do once a week. Like, I made a meal for everybody. Just recently,
you did absolutely nothing. You don't need to measure up to anybody.
No, I know. But
if you guys are good, you're good.
Yeah, but I feel like to your point, when you're saying, "Why are the guys doing this now?" I don't know. Does that then make the wife lazy for not doing it?
You don't clean.
You know what I mean?
No, it's a status symbol too. Like, what's that, Megan Thee Stallion? We always talk about. I don't cook. I don't clean. it's so weird that. And that's where you're seeing a lot of rebellion from the younger generation of men. It's like, okay, so I got to learn how to cook. I got to serve you. But then I also got to take out the trash. You know, I got to do, I'm not giving up any of my responsibilities, but I also got to take on yours too. Mm-hmm. And so like, I feel like everyone's kind of waking up to this.
Yeah.
And then it also leaves the young woman in a spot where it's like, okay, so what am I doing? What is my purpose here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so now you're stripping her of all of her duties and responsibilities and self-worth, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's just not healthy. Like, and I don't care. I don't care if he's the cooking. I don't care. You know, like, whatever works for you. And that's where I'm going with this. I think it's really cool to see this shift, and you're seeing it bleed over into all these different areas where men are cooking, and I'm cool with it. Women are learning how to be plumbers, and I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. Whatever works for you, you know?
And the dynamics of the family.
Yeah.
And I think things shift as we now have older kids, right? Like, we've talked about that in different changes. Mm-hmm. So things might change a little bit, too, with you guys. I mean, who knows?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But, yeah. I don't know. Maybe
as far as traditions go, I think those are coming back, too. You know, where maybe it got suspended there a little bit. I just felt like there was kind of a war on all that stuff, the traditional stuff from the 80s, 90s, up into the 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, it just felt like toxic masculinity and all this crap. But I feel like everything's kind of coming back around.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know, people are waking up, micro, whatever, you know, dirty jobs. Dirty jobs are glorified again, and I think they should be.
Yeah. When I think with, you know, the audience that we speak to, you know, the common folk, that toxic masculinity thing and all that stuff has always been bullshit to all of us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're hearing it in the news and we're just like, that's ridiculous. That's not how it works in our house.
But it's a thing.
It's a thing for a lot of folks, but I do think that it might be more of a, like a newsworthy kind of thing, like where it's talked about more than it actually goes on.
Sure.
And that was really, again, one of the, you know, driving factors behind starting this podcast and calling it Common Folk is that the silent majority does not believe 3/4 of the shit that we hear in mainstream media. That's not how we live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're talking all this trash about, you know, men, oh my gosh, they're so bad. They do this, they do that, you know, whatever. Like, most of the people who are listening to our podcast are like, no, that's what I want them to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it works.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So... No, I think it's all good. Growing up, I never had a hardcore tradition that we always fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were always so flexible. I guess that's our tradition. Is my family was always, oh, we're going to go to Omaha for Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to Spearfish, South Dakota for Thanksgiving. Okay. You know, so
right.
You know, like, But now with, you know, my family and everything else, I do wish we had a few more set things. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I always thought it'd be so cool to like have a Thanksgiving Day pheasant hunt. Like every morning, me and Ozzy, we get up and we go on our pheasant hunt. Yeah. You know, but man, so many things have to line up for that. And then and it just wouldn't work because Ashley would want to go hunting and I would want her to go hunting, but she can't. She's got to be in the kitchen by 6 a.m.
And then that's another one, like that's another gender role thing that's kind of changed is the amount of women hunting.
Yeah, and it's good.
I think it was, I was on the radio, it might have been yesterday. I was going to dig into this for another podcast topic, but I think they said something like, I can't remember if it was 20% or 40%. I want to say 40% of the hunting licenses sold were to women.
That's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in the 90s, I think it was like in the
20s. That's what they were saying. They went back to it, and it was like, like whatever number they were using from previously, I don't remember what the date was, but it was like 5%.
I was like in the 70s and 80s, it probably would have been 5%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, even you guys, right? I mean, you've killed 200% more deer than Ben, right?
Right.
So,
right.
She's feeding the family over here, filling the freezer. Congratulations, by the way, on your latest buck.
Thank you.
More than me, even. I didn't get one this year at all, so.
Well, there's always next year, right?
Right, yeah.
Muzzleloader season?
Maybe late season, yeah. See what happens.
So to bring this to a close, and I don't have an answer to this. I need to think about it. What is your favorite meal?
Hmm.
You know anything off the top of your head?
Yeah. When Ashley makes deer steaks, the tenderloins, and she caramelizes onions, and she'll throw in a side of like baby carrots or fry something up like that in the pan, the saucer pan. You can't beat it. Like, nobody argues with it. It is so good.
There's something about that.
It's unbelievable.
That tenderloin, that backstrap. Is that is it the backstrap? Are you talking about the backstrap, or are you talking about that hanging tender?
I'm talking more of just the tenderloins there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But the backstraps too. She'll cut those into medallions, and you can't beat that either.
Yeah.
Those are so good.
Yeah.
So good how she does it.
That meat has like just a little bit different flavor.
Yep.
And it's not gamey, but it's very good.
And it's tender. And if you do it right, you just oh my god. Even people like, you know, she has a lot of teacher friends, liberal friends, so they lean more towards like tofu and shit like that. Some of them, it's like, no, just try this.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, all right. You know, it's not a hard sell. Just try it. You're going to like it.
That reminds me of a story. One of my buddies who's has always been a big hunter. Mm-hmm. His dad had always took him deer hunting, whatever. And we've all gotten more and more into cooking and preparing things certain ways and talking about the different cuts. And like you talk about that tenderloin, he was like, man, when I was a kid, he was like, we shot deer all the time. We butchered them. He's like, my dad never took those tenderloins out. And he was like, I can't believe it. Like now that I'm eating it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, he waited for you to walk away and then he cut them out.
Oh,
and then
he too, yeah.
cooked them. Nobody's leaving those things in there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but that's my dad and buddies and uncles, like the meat wasn't the big thing.
Yeah.
It was more about the experience and going hunting and being with your buddies. And then usually they'll just find a guy in town to give it to. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Really?
You know, yeah. So I didn't grow up with that. And even fishing and pheasant hunting, like the meat was a secondary thought. Now it's kind of the forefront, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like you said, I think things are coming back around where it was like, you know, our parents' generation, like before them, you would eat what you killed. You would put everything to work. You know, like my grandparents, you know, like my grandfather, that was how he fed his family when they moved around in the military. You know, they lived in Alaska and he'd go out and shoot a caribou, you know, and feed the family for weeks, you know, or whatever. And then our parents' generation, they started getting fed like these conveniences.
Right.
You know, like, no, just do it this way. Like we talked about, like, this is easy. Like, buy a pound of ground beef, you know, do this. It's easy. Blah, blah, blah.
Cheese in a box.
And also the woman started working in many cases, you
know,
so she's not home all the time. So they're doing all that. And now it's coming back around with our generation back to that previous of putting everything to work.
Yeah.
You know, using all of those parts. and you know, bringing in your own meat.
It's so healthy and it's rewarding, all the things we kind of talked about. It mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense. And yeah, just I think the internet has a lot to do with it. We're talking about sharing mm-hmm. cooking videos, mm-hmm. Steve Rinella's meat eater.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of things that, a lot of factors that are driving people in a really good, positive, back towards traditions, I guess.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's good. It's, yeah. It's a really good. It's a fun time.
It's yeah. going to be really interesting to see what our kids do for meals after how they grew up, mm-hmm. you know, because they grew up differently than I did and differently than you did. And
even Joel, who's like oldest to youngest, has grown up a little bit differently. Like, mm-hmm. Again, I was yeah. cooking, not bad meals, but like
right.
cooking. And then now dad's doing more like, what did we have last night? We had oysters. We had tuna.
Tuna steaks.
Tuna yeah. steaks.
Ooh, yeah.
We had lamb. I mean, it was
bacon,
like
bacon wrapped scallops.
Like all this yummy stuff.
It was good.
Hey, our kids are spoiled and that's good.
Yeah. So the yeah, point is, like, even from our oldest to youngest is going to be a little bit different. But well, it was
supposed to be, that's not an every night meal. It was supposed to be our oldest last night at home.
Okay.
For the holiday break.
Okay.
Then she's heading out. And there was a couple of things that she wanted. So we
yes. made yeah, some this nice isn't stuff, like but, an yeah. everyday occurrence. But
along the lines of what we're getting at, though, real quick, I bet Joel really enjoyed, did you guys cook up his turkey that he
oh,
shot?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
I bet
he said, he has still said that is the best turkey he's ever had.
Never,
we get
he'll
that
never
a lot.
Forget that.
We get yeah. that a lot, too. Like, we'll always take a wild turkey to Thanksgiving. There'll be a little plate of it, and people will pick at it and eat him like, what's going on with this? And mm-hmm. it's like, that's a wild turkey. That's yeah. why it's so good.
And when you go through that whole process of you hunted it, you killed it, you cleaned it,
mm-hmm.
you prepped it, you brined yeah. it, you were yeah. there for the cooking process. I mean, from beginning to end, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it just adds another element yeah, to it. The appreciation. Yeah, you take your time chewing it, mm-hmm. eating it, mm-hmm. enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, it's all good things. It goes back to everything we was talking about.
Like, yeah.
Everything's coming back around in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite meal?
I don't know. I don't really have.
What?
I don't know.
You're offending Ben here. He's
no,
really so
she's
hard.
Like, yeah. I don't know. It's
no,
all
that's
kinda...
not true. You cook very, very well. I don't have like one. It's amazing. Like, I love your barbecue. I don't have like a favorite meal. I don't know. I mean, if someone's like, what do you want me to cook you in your last supper, you're mm-hmm. dying tomorrow. I really don't know. Like, I'm pretty generic.
So you'd go like
back
Papa
in the
John's,
day, I would
Papa
say
John's
like
double pepperoni or something.
No, I would probably
shakaroni.
Yeah,
Ben would always say like probably 10 years ago, I would always order fettuccine alfredo or quesadillas, chicken quesadillas.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
And it's not, but I wouldn't say that's my favorite.
Okay,
I don't know. So I don't know. What's yours?
I think. And yeah, and I'm kind of on board with that, where I don't know that I have like an absolute favorite, like that would be my last meal.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that I like. I'd say from a cooking standpoint, it would definitely, the process, my favorite process would be barbecue.
Yeah.
And manning that fire and running mm-hmm. the smoker and so many different kinds of smoked meats, whatever. Excuse me. Got a frog in my throat. You know, whether it be a tri-tip or...
Mm-hmm.
Or even a pork shoulder, you know, a generic pork yeah. shoulder or a brisket or whatever it is. We smoked a prime rib, you know, for Thanksgiving. That was neat. That was the first time we had done that. That was
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely, I'm definitely a meat eater. So
yeah.
you'd have to have a meat element.
Well, what you're getting at is what I was trying to touch on with Joel. The process is a big part of it.
For sure.
You know, yep. so you're not only enjoying the meal itself, but all the lead up and everything you had to do
yep.
to get to that point.
Yep.
So it all kind of feeds into itself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I would say that for sure.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. So I don't think we have anything else on food, do we?
Mm.
No. So to close it out, let's give a quick shout out to Barn Owl. That's barnowl.tech. So go there, check it out. If you want to get one of these cameras, these are surveillance cameras, game cameras, cellular connected, solar powered, if you go with that feature, so you don't have to worry about batteries. They've got great connection. They've got great signal. We've been using them for a couple of months here. Have been very good for our property here on, as I said, on surveillance. We've got it up on the road, watching vehicles coming in and out. I've caught a ton of animals mm-hmm. that we didn't yeah, know were up in that area, too.
There's some game on that that yeah. you could eat.
There is. There was one of the biggest deer we saw this year was on that particular on that camera.
Yeah, that guy was awesome. Yeah.
Where we don't actually right. hunt, of course. But if anybody's looking for something like that and you've been shopping those cameras, go to barnowl.tech, and if you use the code FARMFOCUSED, all one word, FOCUSED, you'll get 10% off. So they're extending that to our listeners. They've been cool to work with. They got really good quality stuff. So
they do. Out of Colorado, right?
Yeah. Yeah, veteran-owned. Hope to have him on the podcast here before long.
Good deal.
We might have to travel out there, though. We might have to make a trip.
Okay. Sign me up. Yeah.
Tell us when.
Yeah.
Yep. And one of those companies, like we've said, that we're not going to talk about something that we haven't used and doesn't work and that we're not proud of. So that's one of those ones that falls in that arena. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's about all we got, man. So, mm-hmm.
I guess we got to say Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, that's coming in the next few days. And it's time for the weekend. But we're still working. We still got lunch.
Yeah, I saw you guys' workload yeah. out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a little backlogged.
We're on our way up for my family Christmas now. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fun. So, yeah, oh, yeah. Talk about flexible. Your mm-hmm. mom's just having it way after Christmas. Look yeah. at that.
Well, then that's only... That's one of three Christmases we got.
Oh, my gosh. So
we're almost halfway through the Christmases.
Here, okay. So, yeah, well, yeah. good luck with that. Nice. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great. Yeah. My brother's going to be up there and their kids. So it'll be fun.
Oh, cool.
It'll all be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Heck yeah.
So, all right. Man. Well, happy holidays. Merry yeah. Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All the things.
Yeah. Kwanzaa. Yeah. All of it. Yes. You guys. There you go.
All of the above.
Next episode will be... In 2025.
Oh my god, that's so weird to say.
Yep.
Season 4?
Is it?
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, we're on season 2 right now.
No.
I think so.
What?
Maybe.
I thought we were on 2 right now. We're on 3.
I thought we were on season 3. Is it season 2?
I don't know. I thought we've been doing this.
We got a lot of episodes stacked up here.
This is crazy. Yeah.
We should check that out and figure yeah. out what the number is.
All right, guys.
All right.
Peace.
We're going to close it out.